Lockhart and Snape turned to face each other and bowed. At least Lockhart did, with much twirling of his hands, whereas Snape jerked his head irritably. Then they raised their wands like swords in front of them. "As you see, we're holding our wands in the accepted combative position," Lockhart told the silent crowd. "On the count of three, we will cast our first spells. Neither of us will be aiming to kill, of course."
"I wouldn't bet on that," Harry murmured, watching Snape baring his teeth.
"One, two, three."
Both of them swung their wands over their heads and pointed them at their opponents. Snape cried, "Expelliarmus!" There was a dazzling flash of scarlet light, and Lockhart was blasted off his feet. He flew backward off the stage, smashed into the wall, and slid down it to sprawl on the floor. Malfoy and some of the other Slytherins cheered. Hermione was dancing on tiptoes.
"Do you think he's all right?"
she squealed through her fingers.
"Who cares?" said Harry and Ron together.
Lockhart was getting unsteadily to his feet. His hat had fallen off and his wavy hair was standing on end.
"Well, there you have it," he said, tottering back onto the platform. "That was a disarming charm. As you see, I've lost my wand. Thank you, Miss Brown. Yes, an excellent idea to show them that, Professor Snape, but if you don't mind my saying so, it was very obvious what you were about to do. If I had wanted to stop you, it would have been only too easy. However, I felt it would be instructive to let them see..."
Snape was looking murderous. Possibly Lockhart had noticed because he said,
"Enough demonstrating. I'm going to come amongst you now and put you all into pairs. Professor Snape, if you'd like to help me..."
They moved through the crowd, matching up partners. Lockhart teamed Neville with Justin Finch-Fletchley, but Snape reached Harry and Ron first.
"Time to split up the dream team, I think," he sneered. "Weasley, you can partner Finnegan. Potter,"
Harry moved automatically towards Hermione.
"I don't think so," said Snape, smiling coldly. "Mr. Malfoy, come over here. Let's see what you make of the famous Potter. And you, Miss Granger, you can partner Miss Bulstrode."
Malfoy strutted over, smirking. Behind him walked a Slytherin girl who reminded Harry of a picture he'd seen in Holidays with Hags. She was large and square, and her heavy jaw jutted aggressively. Hermione gave her a weak smile that she did not return.
"Face your partners," called Lockhart back on the platform, "and bow."
Harry and Malfoy barely inclined their heads, not taking their eyes off each other.
"Wands at the ready," shouted Lockhart. "When I count to three, cast your charms to disarm your opponents, only to disarm them. We don't want any accidents. One, two, three."
Harry swung his wand high, but Malfoy had already started on two. His spell hit Harry so hard, he felt as though he'd been hit over the head with a saucepan. He stumbled, but everything still seemed to be working. And wasting no more time, Harry pointed his wand straight at Malfoy and shouted,
"Rictus Sempra!"
A jet of silver light hit Malfoy in the stomach, and he doubled up, wheezing.
"I said disarm only!"
Lockhart shouted in alarm over the heads of the battling crowd as Malfoy sank to his knees. Harry had hit him with a tickling charm, and he could barely move for laughing. Harry hung back with a vague feeling it would be unsporting to bewitch Malfoy while he was on the floor, but this was a mistake. Gasping for breath, Malfoy pointed his wand at Harry's knees, choked,
"Tarantellegra!"
And the next second, Harry's legs had begun to jerk around out of control in a kind of quickstep.
"Stop! Stop!" screamed Lockhart,
but Snape took charge.
"Finite incantatum!" he shouted.
Harry's feet stopped dancing, Malfoy stopped laughing, and they were able to look up.